Okay, I think the key thing with complex groups is actually to understand they're not that complex. Basically, all you do is you have a sub-subsidiary, the S2 in this case, it remains a subsidiary, so you still add across all the assets and all the liabilities. You just have to be a little bit careful with the percentages, as we've seen here on this page. Just make sure that you can calculate the percentage of what P or H owns in S2 and what the NCI is. Everything else will remain the same. As you'll see in later pages, you'll see that the NCI and the goodwill working changes slightly, but pretty much everything is still the same. So not too tricky.